now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
It's time to take a look at sports. I'm Gary Lee. The Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies took on Mineral Area last night at the West Plains Civic Center. With more, here is Harlan Hutchison.
The Grizzlies had their chances but couldn't close the deal, went into overtime tied at 70, and eventually lose by one to the Mineral Area Cardinals at Civic Center last night, 83-82. It was a game all about the benches. The Grizzlies' bench played fantastic. They scored 39 points off the bench, but Mineral Area was just a little bit better. They scored 50 with their reserves. Leading scorer for the Grizzlies off the bench, Kyle Germany had 20, and Dylan Williams, freshman guard from Mineral Area, led their scoring with 23 points. The Grizzlies had chances, tied a couple of times down the stretch with the basketball, but just couldn't get the big shot to go when they needed it. Grizzlies now at 7-11 for the year and 1-2 in Region 16 play. With the Grizzlies at the Civic Center, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Up next for the Grizzlies, Saturday night, Three Rivers at Poplar Bluff. That'll be a 7 p.m. tip-off, and you can catch all of it on Hot Country KDY 102.5. Girls high school basketball for tonight, Mountain Home Christian at Bakersfield. Liberty will be at Kabul. West Plains travels to Camdenton. Dora at Gainesville. Thayer will be at Houston. Licking goes to Lakeway. Mansfield will host Hartville. Ava at Mountain Grove. Norwood will host Fordland. Koshkonong at Summersville, East Carter goes to Van Buren, and Willow Springs will host Salem. Boys basketball for tonight, Liberty will host Rogersville. That game will air on the Fox 96.9, Mountain Home Christian at Bakersfield. West Plains will head to Nixa. That game will air on KDY 102.5. Koshkonong at Summersville, and Winona will host Eminence. An update on Missouri State announcer Art Haynes. Back in September, he was diagnosed with the West Nile virus and went into a coma. He's been in Lincoln, Nebraska in a hospital recovering since October. Missouri State administrator and coaches are asking Bear fans for support.
Hey Bear fans, one of our own needs your help.
Be a voice for the voice.
And help Art Haynes and his family through this tough stretch.
We can really help his family with the cost of his treatment and recovery.
Go to GoFundMe.com today and search for Art Haynes.
Please donate today. Let's help Art. Go Bears.
Art has battled pneumonia and needed surgery and still uses a ventilator at night. Thoughts and prayers for Art Haynes and his family. Get well soon. The number 20 Missouri men's basketball team couldn't overcome a first-half Texas A&M run as the Aggies earned an 82-64 victory last night. The Tigers now dropped to 13-3 on the season and 2-2 in SEC play, while Texas A&M improves to 11-5 overall and a perfect 3-0 versus league foes. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.